like to meet pretty woman. I don't believe you. And now let's get back to the Kim Pagano Show. Kim, it's our second hour. Amazing.
Thank you, thank you. I know, we're killing it here. We got lots to talk about, and we're going to continue on. We've got Julianne Stittick is going to talk right now, and your company Wardrobe RX doesn't have a mission statement. And, you know, David, you always look great. I have to just tell you. He's always, you know, put together really nice. And
He does dress like he's a professional.
Yeah, I love that. It's a little sexy, you know.
Well, thank you very much. I wish my wife was listening.
I'm sure she is, right? But anyways, you know what? Not only for men, but for women, we want to look our best. And that's what it's all about, you know. And Sharon, you know what? I'm going to talk really quick because you said I'm going to give a little tip right now. We're kind of I'm kind of a hair therapist in the sense that I follow the weather and a little weatherized, and we're kind of going in out of summer into the fall. And I just want to tell everybody that it's time to kind of tone down your color a little bit. Add some low lights, and that's kind of my little tip that I'm going to add. I do want to give out my phone number and my website, and you hear my commercials. I'm over in Westlake, and if you're looking for a new look or you want just to, you know, have something different but kind of the same of where you're going, that's what it's all about, is, you know, not something drastic, but just a little pick-me-upper. Definitely give me a call.
And give your phone number, and then I have a testimonial.
Okay, thank you. Actually, you can call me at 805-419-0008.
Okay, so Kim does my hair and has done it for several years. And she did put a little more dark red into it coming into fall. And I got to say, I have red hair, and there isn't a person around that knows that it is not natural. I mean, I have very dark hair normally. I have almost black hair, and I have the skin color for red hair. I always say I'm a redhead. You know, I should have been a redhead, so that's why I am a redhead. But, you know, I really recommend you go to her if you have any questions or you just want a new look.
Well, thank you. And and I appreciate it. And she looks amazing with her red hair.
Well, I have a testimonial, too, because I had a lot of highlights in my hair, and my hair was looking really washed out. And because of Kim, I actually went darker and then went back to my natural color. So...
You did.
Really great.
Yeah. And you're like, you've got that olive complexion, and so much better. So much better. It looks beautiful. So anyways, well, let's bring Julianne on right now, and she's going to talk about color too, because color really, it can, if you wear a certain color, it can really pop you into your day, you know? And so Julianne, are you there?
I am here. Hello there.
How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Thank you. Me too. And, you know, there's so many. We were talking earlier on the show about how many times, I mean, I'm telling you, I walk into my closet and I'm like, why did I buy that? What was I thinking? Was I emotionally buying it? I mean, a lot of us emotionally buy clothes, you know. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you can help us.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a transformational speaker. I'm an image stylist, and my company is called Wardrobe RX. And I have a little bit of a different philosophy than most fashionistas, and that is that I believe that the foundation of our wardrobe, the true foundation of our wardrobe, is how we're taking care of ourselves from the inside out. I think that we need to value and honor ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, however that looks like. And then the clothing is kind of a cherry on top.
Julianne, I have to say that, and Sharon's nodding her head here too, that's exactly where I am. Because when I have somebody sit in my chair and they say, oh, you know, I'll be like, so what do you love about yourself? And they're like, they look at me like I'm crazy. They can't find anything because all they see is all the negative things. And I think that's how we dress too. We look at we've got, you know, big thighs, or we're, you know, too tall, or we're too this. We need to look at, this is the transportation we were given. This is our motor here that we're going to, you know, run our life with. How can we make it our best?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So why is it, I just want to, like, how can we avoid purchasing clothes that we'll never wear?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, are you ready? Because I've got 10 steps.
Oh, my God. Okay. Everybody get their pen and paper out if you're driving, you know. I'm serious because... I know this happens to everybody. David, you're a guy. I mean, do you buy stuff and then go,
you know,
why did I buy it?
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to be honest with you. There are clothes that I have no business having in my wardrobe.
Yeah, and you know, and I also want to talk about, you know, age appropriate. Are we supposed to start changing our wardrobe a little bit?
You just said if you're driving. I'm just going to say right now, Kim will put this on her website.
So yeah, there you go.
You don't have to juggle the pen and the, you know, driving.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Exactly. Well, okay. So number one would be, well, first of all, you know, let me just share a couple of statistics with you because this is really going to hit home. The average American woman spends 4% of her annual income on clothing. And then the average American woman only wears 20% of the clothing in her closet. And so based on a $50,000 annual income, a woman will waste $8,000 on clothing over the course of 5 years.
That's disgusting.
And, you know, and interestingly enough, you know, in my experience with all the women that I've worked with, that's really the rule of thumb for most women. And so what I've done is I've really kind of studied the whole psychology of why we buy things and some of the mistakes that we do make when we're purchasing clothes. And so that's why I went ahead and put this list together. So the first one is, it seems so simple, but try it on. So often when I was in the retail industry, I would see women and they'd come in and they'd be, you know, oh, I don't have time. And you know what, I think I'll take two different sizes because I'm not sure which one's going to fit, or I'm going to take two different colors because I'm not sure which one's going to match. And then they end up taking it home. And then you have this issue of you know, some women feel uncomfortable returning things. There's and then sometimes they purchase it at a store that doesn't have a liberal return policy or a fair return policy, and then they're stuck with it.
Okay, I got to say, I do hate to return things. I rarely buy something I intend to return.
Well, you know what? Good for you, though. That's wonderful. I mean, that's wonderful because you really must be thinking it through, right?
99% of the time I think it through, but I'm also not just a shopper. I shop like a man. I go get something I want. Like if I want a skirt or a shirt or a pair of jeans, that's what I go. That's what I get. I leave with that.
So you're not an emotional shopper.
No, and I'm not a looker-loo, and I don't shop for boredom, and I don't do, you know, I don't like to shop.
You are a guy, aren't you? No, I'm kidding.
I hate to admit that I'm the person that runs in 5 minutes before the event and says I need something in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you go ahead and listen on because I'm going to address that. But then when we try it on, you know what, in the dressing room, move around in it, jump around in it, sit down in it. Make sure that it's going to move properly with your body because, and let me just give you an example. I bought a sweatshirt one time, really cute hoodie, and I tried it on in the dressing room, looked great, brought it home, but I hadn't moved around in it. And what ended up happening when I first wore it is that the hood was heavy, and so it was pulling back on my neck the entire day.
So annoying.
And so if I had moved around in that, I would have known it.
Well, you know, the other thing is I hate when you go to a dressing room and you can't see the backside of you from the dressing room. So that you don't know what you look like from the back. Have you ever stood behind somebody or sat behind somebody and you think, what were they thinking?
A lot, right? Or yourself, you know, you get dressed and or you're planning on wearing this for a party and then you get it on, you're like, what was I thinking?
And the other thing I love is dressing rooms that the mirror is not in the dressing room. It used to really annoy me. Now I like it because if I don't feel good enough in it to go out of the dressing room in front of people,
don't buy it.
I shouldn't be buying it.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Okay, maybe I'll add that one to my list. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Okay, so number one was try it on. Number two, does it fit well? Okay, so if you put it on and you love it and it doesn't quite right, have it altered right away because clothing that fits properly really is the difference between looking good and looking great and really paying attention to things like, you know, I see this over and over. A woman buys a blazer or a jacket or a man and I see them wearing it and the sleeves are way too long. And so really that really kind of makes it look more sloppy. And so what we really want to do is have things really, whether you're buying them, and I always say this to women, whether you're buying it at Target or Saks, have your clothing altered because then you really look sharp. So that's.
But Julian, when you're saying that, so you have to take that money of how much it's going to cost you, you know, to have it altered, right? To see if it's worth it. I mean, because, right?
I think the point is buy less clothes and have the clothes that you have look better on you.
Look perfect. Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. So then number three, is it comfortable? Discomfort is the number one reason why we don't wear things. So, I mean, think about it. You put something on if it's scratchy or it has a tag or you know, it doesn't really lay right on you. We're not going to wear it. We want to wear things that are comfortable.
I agree. I love, you know what I love? And I think it's more so now. I mean, I don't remember growing up, but every fabric that's so comfortable now, it feels like you don't have anything on. That's my favorite.
You know what else I find with weight and people saying, I'm not going to buy clothes until I get thinner? It doesn't matter how thin you are. It matters how you wear your clothes. So you can be a larger size, but if your clothes look good on you and you have good energy, you look way better than someone that's much thinner that doesn't have good energy and is wearing bad clothes.
I love that point. In fact, I just literally just did a blog post this week on that exact issue. About the fact that women do say that often, you know, I don't want to invest any money in myself until I've lost weight, and really the reality is if we think about it, if a woman has two choices if her body is not the way she likes it, and clearly those choices are either she can start taking the steps necessary to become more healthy. Or just go, you know what, I don't want to take those steps, but I'm going to just have to learn to accept myself who I am. Because really, what else can we do?
But you don't have to be pretty or thin to be sexy or to have sex appeal.
You don't have to be what?
You don't have to be pretty or thin to have sex appeal. It's the energy that you exude and the way that you carry yourself.
Oh, I agree with you.
And the clothes that you wear.
I totally
agree. Well, you know what's interesting? If you go to the beach and you see somebody that's really heavy, but they carry themselves beautifully... I look at sometimes, you know, you think about that and you're worried about 2 pounds, you know.
My classes are all about that because you'll find someone who's hunched over, who's a beautiful girl with a gorgeous body versus someone who is a little larger, not as pretty, who just has so much incredible energy that people gravitate towards that person.
My physical therapist, I asked her 1 year, you know, whose dress did you like best at the Oscars? And she said, the woman who wore her dress
Absolutely.
With good posture.
I love it. And you know what? The same goes with men. When you see a man
Absolutely.
Really dressed up, and he could be casually dressed,
right.
but if he's wearing his clothes that look really good on him, it's like $1 million.
And standing up straight.
And standing up straight.
And sometimes you see these mismatched couples where the man is not that great looking, the woman's really good looking, or the man is really great looking, and the woman is really good looking. I mean, you know, the opposite, whatever.
Yeah.
And you wonder, how are they attracted to that person? And it really is the energy that they give out. You're attracted to who they are for not necessarily what they look like, but for everything they give out. And, you know, that's something to be said. You just look the best with what you were given.
There you go.
Right.
Honor your ride. Honor your body. So,
love that.
Okay, so
we're on number four, which is buy the set or outfit. That way you'll always have something to wear with it. And I can't tell you how often women will say, oh, I have this jacket and I don't really have anything to wear with it. And I'll say, well, was there a matching piece? Oh, yeah, but I didn't think I needed it at the time. And so,
well, let me stop you on that. Okay, so buy the set. You know, there used to be, and I think fashions change, where, you know, your shirt and your shoes used to match, or your purse and your shoes used to match. Is that still, or is it, you know, a lot of times you could have so much of the same outfit or color on, so you have a jacket and, you know, the whole outfit, but could it be too much?
Well, if we're talking about bright orange, yes. But you know what, if you're buying a blazer and it's got a matching blouse or underpinning that goes with it, that's the suggestion there. And you know what, Kim, you're absolutely right. The shoes don't have to match the handbag. The belt doesn't have to match the shoes. I mean, I love to put a woman in, you know, maybe all black and then have these great red shoes.
I was just thinking red. Oh, yeah. I was so right there. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about adding value to our lives every day in every way. And we've got Julie Ann Stittick. Say it for me.
You say
Stittick. Yes. There you go. And she is our Wardrobe RX. And she's talking about how we can look our best and be our best billboard. I mean, that's what we are. We walk around presenting who we are every single day. And if, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, have you ever gotten dressed and you go, why am I wearing this? I don't even like this.
And
you know?
It makes you feel bad all day.
All day. And so why do we keep those clothes in our closet?
My ex-husband used to say, when you look good, you feel good.
And that's really my saying. It really is.
That's right. Well, you know what? I will address that. Why do we keep our clothing in our closet? When I am working with a client and we are actually going through her wardrobe, the reason, a lot of times women think, oh my gosh, you know, it's such a big job. And it is. I mean, it's an undertaking. But what I have found, the real fear with women is, and if you think about it, each and every item of clothing in our closet has feelings and memories associated with it, some more important or deeper than others. But what I find is that when I'm working with women, we'll end up coming up to something and we'll say, oh, you know, my that black dress, I don't want to get rid of it. It's got shoulder pads the size of Europe, and it's got moth holes in it, but I don't want to get rid of that dress because I wore that the day that I met my husband. And so what I will usually do is kind of go through a process with them and say, okay, well, so tell me about your husband. And this one woman in particular, it was really beautiful because she started telling me how when she first met her husband and they used to go shopping together a lot. And I said, you know what? Pick up the phone right now and call your husband and set a shopping trip with him. And why don't the two of you set a date to go out and buy you a new black dress and create a new memory? And just by that alone, and he was so excited about it, but just by that alone allowed her the ability to give this up and move on from it.
Or take a picture of it.
I was going to say the same thing. Do a scrapbook or a memories book with pieces of fabric or photos.
Yes, those are great ways to honor it. And so that's one of the reasons that we have such a hard time because this is another thing. We're going through the closet and we come across a black dress. And I'll say, well, tell me about this dress. Well, you know what? I bought that 3 years ago for my cousin's wedding, and I've only worn it once. And I said, well, why? Does it not fit you, or do you not feel good in it? No, it fits me great, and I think it looks really good on me. But what's happened is that she's put that dress in a my cousin's wedding box in her mind. And we need to free ourselves from putting those things in boxes mentally to go, you know what, yeah, I could wear that out to a nice dinner with my husband or my boyfriend.
Julie, this sounds familiar to my closet, okay, but not only my closet, my kids' closets, because when they grow out of things, I'm like, oh, I remember when they started school and that, and now my boys are older, I finally have donated, and it's scary when you see somebody else in their clothes that you've donated, right? And, you know, but it's memories that you have made, so you just either take pictures or, you know, in my son's cases, you know, I took little clippings of them and made a patchwork, you know, a quilt. So there's lots of things, but you're right. Take a picture of why you're keeping it, if it doesn't look good or if it doesn't feel good on you.
Right. I think that's great. I love that.
Thank you. All right. So, you know, we're going to be wrapping up here. So let's get to the nitty gritty of what, you know, what you can help us with, because I'm definitely going to have you back. This has been an amazing show. My 2 hours have been amazing. And I know that I've gotten a lot of texts and emails of everybody enjoying this. So tell us some tips that we can use to at least start getting, you know, on with trying to look our best. And then we can have you back.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Well, okay. My first tip, and you know what? This is one that is so incredibly key, and you've brought it up already, is color. I think that color is the most powerful tool that we have in our wardrobe, because we create a first impression not in 3 seconds, not in 8 seconds. In the blink of an eye, we create a first impression. And when we wear colors that are flattering to us in with our own natural coloring, create harmony, it makes us look younger, and that alone, my girls, is enough of a reason to wear colors. And then our eye color pops, our skin looks healthier, our teeth look whiter, and they've done studies that when we wear colors that are in harmony with our own natural coloring, we are more approachable and more likable. And so, like, I think that color is incredibly important, and I think that women and men should know what their best colors are. I just want to take a moment to tell you about a mobile app that I have coming out in 2 weeks.
I know. This is so exciting. It really is.
It's very cool. So basically, it is a virtual color consultation right on your mobile phone. And then you will have, based on that, on the results of that consultation, a color palette that lists all what your best neutrals or foundation colors are, all your best colors, and then we have something that's a lot of fun called a color sweet spot that is really a metallic that works best as a neutral with our own color palette. And the beauty is you'll be able to save 2 profiles on your phone, so you can save one for you and your daughter or one for you and your boyfriend. And so that's something I'm a firm believer in.
I agree with you, because even when you do your hair color or your makeup or the, you know, whatever you wear, what you put up against your skin and frame your face and, or frame your body in, really, it can either be a, you know, a deal breaker or a deal maker. So, Julianne, you know, where can we find you?
Okay, well, my website is julianne.com.
Okay. And would you do me a favor? Would you email me all this information? I'll put it on my website for everybody.
Okay. I would be happy to.
All right.
I just invite your listeners to come to my site and sign up for my e-zine. You'll get a notice when our Color RX mobile app comes out. I've got some free calls coming up, workshops, all kinds of products to make your listeners look amazing.
Perfect. Thank you.
We need to spell your last name so that they get that. It's STITICK.
Correct.
There you go.
Julianne is JULIANN.
Perfect. You'll be back, though, so don't worry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julianne. I really appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, David, we're going to just roll right into our financial 101 here.
So now we've dated, we've had sex, we've had money, we look good, and how are we spending our money?
There you go.
Wow. Timing is everything.
There you go.
You know, I know you kind of asked me to talk a little bit about couples, and what a great topic. You know, I was really excited to come in today. I did a little training this morning for some of our people, and I kind of shared with them I'm really excited about today. And the reason I'm excited about today is I was able to come in and actually ducktail over the importance of couples. And I think that's what you'd ask me to.
You know, I mean, we talked a little bit about singles, too. So, I mean, because if you end up single, we were talking, Sharon and I, right, is a lot of us, you know, you need to protect yourself in case, even though you're in a couple situation, you have to make sure that you have enough money if things don't always go right.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, one of the things I always like, you know, if you started out as a couple, great. If I started out as a couple, that's wonderful. And then if you ended up single, you want to be prepared for both. Of course, you want to plan to stay together, right?
Right.
But you want to make sure that that everyone's saving as well together, and then everyone's also saving individually. And here's the important part about that is both parties know about it. Okay, see, therein lies the difference, because you want to be on the same page as your spouse, and often we found that is usually not the case, because they either didn't put a plan together, didn't have a strategy together, or if you really want to go a little deeper, each of them have different so-called money conversations, or how they were bred, right, if you will, about money.
So being a life coach, it's something that I come up across all the time, or come across, is that money is a button pusher. And we have the view, whatever it is that we were raised with, very often, that's the subconscious belief that we have of what our parents taught us or what we were exposed to.
And I, you know, it's funny, because I always say, you know, on my end, for everything I save, my husband spends. Right. You know, and it could go the opposite way for other people, because there always is. It seems like if you were with two spenders, you might not have anything left. Right. So there has to be one that, you know, is putting away for the future, and one that maybe, you know, I mean, is that how it is in your household?
She's talking to me. Well, when we first got married, we both had careers and both made a lot of money. And then I gave up my career to stay home with my husband. That changed the dynamics. And I've got to say that I don't know that we transitioned that as well, because frankly, my husband's a CPA and, you know, knows all about money. I really didn't know that much. And so we could have done a better job at it. But now we've been married 21 years and we're kind of gone full circle, and it's becoming a much bigger conversation, and not in a negative way, but a bigger conversation. The other time it became a really big conversation is when we did our living wills.
That's because, interesting. Yeah.
Frankly, we had to talk about it to decide where all of it was going. You know, and we figured out of a lot of it then. But I don't think there can be enough conversation about money, and not the kind of conversation of please stop spending money, or, you know, look at what you did on this bill, but more construction and, you know, and positive conversation of where are we going in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years with our money.
Yeah, you have to have a monetary goal in a relationship. Right.
You do. And not only do you have to have a monetary goal, what you're going to find is that because and it's interesting how we talked about divorces, but number one cause of divorce is unfortunately finances. And so, you know, wow, wouldn't that be great if we had that house in order? And what would that divorce rate look like if we actually did? And so you go back to challenging each other's values, as I think was discussed earlier, and you have real conversations of, all right, what does this mean to me, and what this does not mean to you? And, you know, it's interesting, when I sit with women, I sit with men, and it's often I find that it's most of them just don't understand what's important to the other one. And so the judgments are passed, and then there's the miscommunications of where they came from. But I usually find that when they do come and sit at the table together, it's the beginning, if you will. Of course, a little awkward in the beginning, but it's the beginning of the opening that really sets the pace for them over the next 10, 20 years. And certainly if they're willing to do that, they're going to be in a position better than most people. And, you know, it's interesting that you say your husband's a CPA. I often find that, you know, I find women, maybe a little bit less these days, but I find women who say, oh, well, that's just my husband. He takes care of that. And or sometimes I actually these days I find the husband who says, oh, well, actually my wife takes care of all of that. And what I often say is, well, you know what? Right there's an issue. Because both of you need to know where both of you are doing and where both of you are going. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I've seen it. I deal with people at least 16 families a week. The women need to know what's going on, and the men need to know what's going on, and that they need to know that the women know what's going on.
It's a partnership.
It absolutely is.
It's a partnership. Yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing that happened with us is we just sent two kids to college. And this a lot of this came up when we were trying to figure out what kind of college we could afford, where we were, you know, we had put a lot of money away for their college, but we had to, you know, figure out, I don't care who you are, I don't know one person that's put away $200,000 for each child for their education, because it's hard to do. But, and then I realized one day, I don't know where all our money is. I mean, I know we have money. I know what kind of money we have, but I don't know exactly where it is. And
right.
Then we did have to have that conversation and go over, and I felt so much better when I knew.
It's an insecurity, and yeah. I think that's so great. You know, we're going to take a really quick break, and I want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to David Horenstein right now from TransAmerica, and he was out here in Westlake and helped so many couples and so many people and families, and I'd love for you to give out your phone number.
You can reach me on my old Orange County number, but I'm still local, of course, is area code 949-678-5846. So feel free to give me a call.
Definitely. Or you can reach us on our line if you have a question that you want to ask us at 289-1520. And stay with us. We're going to continue to talk about this. And then we're going to talk to Alicia from Parent Click, who's been here. And we're going to find out what's going on in Ventura. So also right now, I'd like to give away to the seventh caller two tickets to Olivia's Adobe. And Tom says it's like a huge show, so I'm telling you, you want to get your name in here for Lisa Haley and the Zyda Cats. So definitely, this is a comp from Ventura Breeze, Sheldon Brown, and definitely give us a call, 805-289-1520. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Join Kim Pagano every Saturday at 2 for Positive Talk here on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health, living a passionate lifestyle, relationships, and parenting. Kim is a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. Tune in and call in every Saturday at 2 to your weekly dose of Kim Pagano on The Kim Pagano Show here on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
This is your Ventura101.com weekend datebook for the weekend of September 7th, 8th, and 9th, brought to you by The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA. I'm Jocelyn Rohrbach. This weekend, the HomeAid 2nd Annual Project Playhouse Pet Edition exhibit continues its run at the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks. The Aloha Beach Festival happens at the Ventura Promenade this weekend. Today, the Ojai Land Conservancy celebrates its 25th birthday party at Ojai Meadows Preserve. Today, Responsible Dog Ownership Day takes place at the Ventura Harbor Village. Tonight is Artbeat's second Saturday in downtown Oxnard. The summer concert series continues its run at Constitution Park tonight in Camarillo. Tomorrow, the Ojai Film Society screens Bernie in Ojai, and the Thousand Oaks Library's book club meets tomorrow evening at the Thousand Oaks Library. For more info about these events and even more happening this weekend in Ventura County, visit us online at Ventura101.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Ventura101.
Money burns a hole in my pocket.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here today. We've got Marsha Hively. We've got Sharon Savidson. And we've got Alicia Hoffman from Parent Click. We've got David Horenstein right now. We're talking with him. We've got my mom, Monica. She has been in our studio and listening. And we've got Tom on our board. And our phone number here is 805-289-1520. You are welcome to call up. And we've got David tied up in here right now. So if you want to, he's a hard guy to get in touch with. So if you have a financial planning question, give us a call right now. So, David, we're talking about, couples, singles, really relationship is, there's a relationship with your money. It's really like your financial, future, correct?
Sensitive nerve, as you know, right? It's survival. It's at a core. And so, absolutely. Everyone's conversations, if you will, are different. And it's wonderful when you get to see couples together actually, have their own clear direction. It helps.
Why is it that we kind of talked a little bit before, but why is it so many couples actually fight over money?
This is a very good question. And although not a guru, I can share with you just from my humble experience. And my experience is that we have different values and different beliefs of money. We also have different spending habits, different saving habits. And what happens is many times is whether you're the husband or the wife, whoever's the spender and whoever's the saver or more the fiscally conservative one, Again, they don't value what those items of material may bring or represent to the other person. So it's just a non-starter. And for many people who save, sometimes the other side says, well, what, you know, seize the day, carpe diem. And so you have this balance that doesn't get together until both of you kind of reach a goal of what you're achieving. And along the way of the goal, you want to give yourself little nuggets to make sure that everyone's receiving and doing what it is that they need. And I do that with my wife as well.
Right. You know, another thing that we could even, you know, kind of bring into this is our kids. I mean, I think it's so important when our kids are young to start. I think my boys are 16 and 17 now, and they're all working. And what I have them do, what I've always done, is taken half of their allowance, half of their paycheck, or whatever they're earning. If they get even a birthday gift, I take half of it and always put it away for them. Oh. And then they can spend only half of what they have because they still have to save another half. So it's kind of brought into, quarters. And Mom, I've always been like a saver, you know?
Well, it's so funny because I have three children. I can give them the same $60 and one will save every penny. One will spend every penny on other people usually. And the third will save it until he just has to have something, and then he'll spend it without a thought. So, you know, it is really funny how it almost is ingrained in who they are and how they spend and save.
I see the difference with my kids as well. But I'll tell you, you know, and I was saying this to my father the other day, is that he made me accountable. He would give me a credit card and he would make me come back at the end of the month. And he really taught me how to mind my money and to be accountable for it and to spend only what I had. I mean, yes, to save, but to not spend beyond what I had. He would say to me, you know, I remember taking my little paper bag for my first car full of money and kind of took it out of the bank and went to buy my first car. So I said to him the other day, thank you so much for teaching me what you taught me, because I don't know that I would be in the position that I'm in right now had I not had that solid foundation from him.
Yeah,
I think that's so. Yeah, you need that. I mean, if you take somebody who has not saved anything and they have an emergency come up, where are you?
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up. You know, most people, and when I say most, I mean 80 to 90% of our country, just they don't have 6 to 12 months worth of an emergency fund that they have to tap into.
What is the normal? I mean, how much should you have?
For my clients, I'm a little bit more fiscally conservative. I'd like to see them have 12 months.
So a year.
Now the industry will tell you 3 to 6 months. But again, you know, my wife and I will say 12 months, because today we don't know what's happening. And it also depends, of course, on your age. But certainly today in the workforce, people are working well into their 60s and 70s plus.
So we're living longer, right? So you need more for your future.
You know, I notice that I have two kids. I have a 2.5-year-old.
You noticed that just now?
They finally told me. But I noticed that even with my 2.5, she's almost 3 years old, how she is particularly into the savings and the bank. I already see it. And the conservativeness, she folds things up. And so the way I attribute it to, even though I may not have as much experience because they're two younger kids, is I think that they take to either their mom or their dad on certain habits. And if they take to the one that maybe is a little bit more conservative fiscally, great. And if they don't, then, you know, it's definitely going to be something that we're going to have to deal with at some point, whether we're younger or whether we're older.
What is your opinion on having your kids involved in your family finances?
It's a good question. I'm a bit of a traditionalist, so you know, it's just, you've asked me a personal question. Professionally, I think it's important that they have a money consciousness early. I think they need to understand, we promote books. We share with our clients certain books that we read that we like to get into the hands of our kids in terms of wealth and wealth dynamics and charity and just a lot of overall conversations about that. We're big believers in that. As far as the actual details of what mom and dad are doing at every step, it depends, of course, what age.
Well, yeah. Alicia, and I don't know if this is even what you're talking about, but, you know, if you're having a hard time, I remember when, you know, my parents were having hard times and I would be like, oh, my God, I'd worry about it because I think, are we going to be able to eat? Are we going to be able to pay our bills? What's your thought on that? You think
is that what
should
you're saying?
Somewhat. I mean, like, yeah. We went through a situation where I had been laid off and, mm-hmm. you know, there were certain things that my kids were involved in that we
How old are your
on.
Kids, Alicia?
I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so, you know, they're involved in activities, sports, whatever the after-school activities are that are expensive. And right. when you lose half of your income, it's really hard to figure out what you need to cut. And it's hard to explain that to them.
So let me share with you my I have a familiar experience with my family as well. Not our immediate family, but distant family. And I had actually kind of chime in and help out a little bit with this. And I'm going to be positive for a moment because I really believe that is the best opportunity for your kids to see.
Reality.
A couple that gets together, deals with what's thrown at them, which is life, and how they deal with it. And then they start getting their values of, you know what? Yeah, I want to do extracurricular activity. But you know what I love more than anything? I love the structure and the love and the togetherness that my parents have in the direction, and I've never felt more secure ever. If the parents come together with a plan, the kids feel secure. If the parents are anxious and they project their anxiousness onto the kids, now we're dealing with other issues.
David, could not have been said better. I mean, that is so perfect. I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to David Horenstein, and he is from Trans America, and he can help you if you are going through those hard times in your life. You know, it doesn't mean you have to cut everything out. It's about how to structure it so that you can get through those hard times.
Well, even if you're not going through hard times, some people have a big influx of money. Maybe they had a big raise. Maybe they took on something and they got a big financial pay. It's just as important to know what to do with the extra money you have.
As opposed to if you don't have.
What money you don't have.
You're absolutely right.
You know, you're absolutely right about the anxiety, and I would transfer that to my daughter when I would take her shopping. And instead, what I feel now and what I say, and I see the impact on my kids of me just standing in my confidence, but saying, we have this much money to spend. How would you like to spend it?
And, you know, and could you also go back to what we were talking with Julianne, okay? Do you really want those pants or those jeans? We'll save for them. Then let's not buy these right now. Let's save for them. I mean, it's okay to save.
Often Jamie will say to me, I'll pay half. I really, really want this. If I pay half, will you pay half? And that's great.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say, it's good to empower your kids. I have $400 or $200 for you to go back to school. Within that, this is what I did to my kids as freshmen in high school. Within that money, you have to buy 2 pairs of shoes, 3 pairs of pants, 5 shirts, whatever your deal is. And you can do it any way you want. You want to go and spend $300 on a pair of shoes and then go to the thrift store and buy everything else at the thrift store, that's up to you.
Right.
But this is the money we have. And you'd be surprised how frugal they become.
Yeah,
I love it. And I do that with my nieces and my nephew and like your kids. There's one that saves every gift I give to them. The other one already is showing me what they're about to get and they can't afford it yet. And the third one's kind of impulse going to Claire's and so forth.
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing I think that is important is that the values that how you handle money and how you handle challenges clearly is also how your kids are going to view you. And so it's always need to be aware. You know how life isn't, right? Life isn't what happens to you. It's how you react to it. So if you're going to react to it in a positive way and you're going to troubleshoot, you become a professional people problem solver. And you're going to show that to your kids that, hey, life isn't always great, but you know what it is? Because you can always turn it into something positive. You know, my father had passed away when I was 11 years old, and we were on a budget. We didn't have a lot. My mother didn't have that formal education. And you know what? I remember very clearly, this is what you could live on. And anything beyond that, you are welcome to work. And I didn't think for a second she didn't love me. I didn't think for a second. Matter of fact, I so appreciated that it actually helped develop so much more of a work ethic, etc., within me. So I think it's a gift to be in a position when they're younger where they're not just thinking that everything is just going to be given to them, but together as a family you stay. I think it's a gift.
Well, an eye-opening event we just recently had is we have twin boys, just went off to college. And when you go to college, and I didn't know this as an adult. I don't remember this as when I went to college. You have to write your parents' their financial worth down on paper. Our kids found out what we're worth.
Do you know
that?
And that
was really, It was an eye-opener. Really hard for us to let that power go, to say this is what we have financially, this is what we're worth, because it really isn't their business. But on the other hand, you know, it did, and it's like, this is what we're worth.
I don't remember doing that.
It was weird.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
If you're getting financial aid from school.
Okay, there you go.
Financial aid.
Right,
And when you're applying, okay, my son goes to USC. It's $200,000 for 4 years.
Yeah.
You want to apply for financial aid, whether you need it or not, so that, because you want to
establish credit,
your money. The interest on that money is lower than going out and getting a loan outside of, you know, if you have to make up the money. But it was a very eye-opening, strange event to have your kids actually find out what you're worth.
Wow. Well, David, give us some, my husband and I sat down with David and Hannah, and Hannah's his wife, that they are both incredible people. And we went through, you know, kind of like what you were saying, we opened our life up to David and Hannah, and they found, you know, some things and some holes and some things that we were doing amazingly. But it's interesting when you trust somebody to look into your life, into your financial life, and you can find ways that you can enhance it. And so I think that I recommend everybody take David's number, David and Hannah Hornstein from Transamerica. There's so many things out there that we can do to protect our future and to help our future.
Yeah, and I wanted to say we are independently owned and operated, so we're mom and pop, but with the weight behind us, if you will, of the established company, so that people can actually feel comfortable that they're not dealing with just the company, but they're also not dealing with just a small mom and pop.
Right, and you guys are really down to earth. You're hard workers. You know, I mean, they're up and running, and they're at the top of their game. So give out your number.
949-678-5846, or you can also call Hannah at 818-402-9396. Either way, we're in Westlake, and we'd love to hear from you.
There you go. All right. So we're going to roll right over to Alicia now, ParentClick. Tell us a little bit about ParentClick.
ParentClick is an online resource and local scene and family guide for Ventura County. What we do is we kind of gather all of the information in one spot for you. So clubs, classes, activities, mom's nights out, like you guys were talking about, redating your mate, those kinds of things, all in one spot. So you don't have to hunt and peck and look all over the place for them or rely on word of mouth. So you can come to our site and you can find all this information for parents and families and find out some wonderful events that you can take.
And Alicia, you actually put a list together for kind of a date night out here in Ventura County, right?
Yeah, just a list of some of the things that we have on our site that you can participate in. There's adult comedy shows out at the harbor. There's couples nights at Vertical Heaven.
What's Vertical Heaven?
Vertical Heaven is a climbing studio.
If
you're into the sports adventure kind of thing, it's a great place to learn to climb. And then as you progress, you can go out and do it in nature as well.
I like it.
So there's Art Beat that takes place tonight in Oxnard, which is downtown Oxnard. There's fabulous restaurants, fun things to do, movie theaters.
Oxnard is so built up now. It's kind of fun out there.
It is. They have really put a lot into the downtown. And there's just all kinds of fun things. There's wine tours, wine and food tours that go through Ventura, Oxnard, Camarillo, and Ojai that you can look up and do like progressive dinners, different things like that. So we also have listed on the site places where you can drop your kids off so you can have that night out.
Babysitting,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. there's parents' nights out at a place called Live Train Play CrossFit. Where you can drop your kids off. They can do active activities while you're having a nice night out.
And where is that located?
That is in Westlake Village off of Lakefield Road.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So we also have My Gym here in Ventura.
My Gym. My kids actually used to go there, you know.
And in Agora, there's Monarchs Gymnastics that has parents' nights out, as well as the California Kiddo Club. So there are a lot, you know, throughout the county.
David! Did you write those down? Because
I got to get the entire list.
I'm serious. You could take Hannah out for a date night and your kids can be going having fun.
This
you know?
Is my lucky day today.
There, see, it's all good.
And kids do like to be around other kids, so sometimes that's kind of fun.
It is. And at the same time, they're reputable places and it's all good. So what's going on in Ventura right now?
Well, right now we've got the Day for Kids is coming up next weekend. That's at the Boys and Girls Club.
The Day for Kids? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have a lot of activities and events for kids and families. Admission's free for that. There's the Camarillo Old Town Music Festival that's coming up the 22nd. There's the Ventura Hillside Music Festival, which is also on the 22nd. Blues Traveler is the headliner for that, which is a fabulous show every year. This is their 10th anniversary, and kids 10 and under are going to be free this year.
Very cool.
That's one of the specials. We'll be a sponsor for that. We also have, you mentioned the California Beer Festival coming up.
Yep.
Which is the 15th and 16th here in Ventura.
Okay.
Of September.
And you know what? Right now, we have actually two more tickets to the Harvest Festival, care of Parent Click. And we'll open up our lines right now. We had winners on all the other ones, but we'll open up right now again for the Harvest Festival. It's October 5th and through the 7th, and that is at Ventura Fairgrounds, care of Parent Click, at 805-289-1520. If you are caller number 5, you can pick those up. So, okay, so what else? Sorry, I just had to give one more thing away.
Okay. Well, you can reach us at ventura-ca.parentclick.com. online, and check out the calendar.
Yeah, I'm part of that, and they've got tons and tons of resources. And not only that, for parents, for grandparents, right? We've got Grandparents Day coming up, right?
Yes, that's tomorrow, actually.
Oh, it is. Mom, happy Grandparents Day.
We actually featured one of our grandparents on our site, John Reardon, who has been the football coach for Rio Mesa for 30 years. And he is now coaching his grandson's Cougars football team. And his grandson's 8 years old. So his grandson talks about his poppy and how much fun it is to participate together.
You know, there's a lot of grandparents that are actually raising their children or their grandchildren. And so we can't forget that, because that's what it's all about. And a lot of times it's so much better, you know, even though you have all these amazing places, that there's nothing better than having your kids be with your parents. So, right.
Absolutely.
All right, give out that website again.
It's ventura-ca.parentclick.com.
Perfect. All right. David, give out your website and your number again.
Yeah, let me give you my number, 949-678-5846. And also, Kim, you know, last time we were on the show, you know, we're expanding, of course, and we're growing into another 5,000
square feet.
Oh, my God,
I had a couple people already call that if you are in that financial world, right?
You know, we have such an incredible training program that, you know, my wife and I do, and we have other groups, too, that even we cross-train. Is what I'm sharing with you. So as long as you like helping people and you're a good person of character and you are looking for something in addition to what you're doing and or full-time, so it doesn't have to be full-time, give me a call. Because a couple of your listeners who have, one of them we're seriously interviewing right now, and actually we're getting close to taking that next
step.
Was
it Joshua?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
So he's very excited.
Yeah, so if you are out there listening and you think that this might be something that you're interested, definitely give David and Hannah a call. Or you can always call me at 805-419-0008, and I will put you in touch with any of the amazing speakers that I have on my show. Also, I want to remind you of my website, kimpaganoshow.com. Become a friend of mine on Facebook. My kids tease me. They're like, how could you possibly know this many people? But you know what? When you are on there, you see my morning tips, my positive, all my positive affirmations that I'm always putting on there. Kim Pagano Show. Definitely become a friend and like my Facebook page. Sharon, give out your phone number really quick if anybody's interested.
818-744-5859.
You know, I just want to recap over our show that we talked about, redate your mate. I met this lady, she said she was going to listen today, but it was interesting. She was married for 63 years, and I asked her what her secret was, and she said, she's really happy because her husband's always right and she does whatever she wants. So that's another secret. Long as, you know, we can still be our own people and our own person and live by what we want, but honor who you're with. If you're in a relationship, give it that extra effort. So I wanted to share that because I thought that was a great thing.
This would have been my parents' 60th anniversary yesterday.
Oh,
my parents passed away, but I had to laugh because you had Dean Martin on earlier. And that was one of my father's favorite people, and thank you for that, even though you didn't know that.
See, you important. Never know, but it was right there. So anyways, well, I want to thank all of you for being a part of my show. Thank you, Tom, on our board. And we've got lots of winners. We've got Jeanette, we've got Paul, we've got Phil, we've got Keith, we've got, there's a couple more. Anyways, if you are interested in being a part of my show, definitely give me a call at 805-419-0008. Mom, thank you so much for being here today. It was fun having you on, and she always is my listener. She's always listening and giving me my texts, and today she actually was here with me, so it's great. Anyways, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is always do more than you get paid for as an investment in your future. With that, I enjoyed my show. I enjoyed having everybody be a part of it. You have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
This is your Ventura101.com weekend datebook for the weekend of September 7th, 8th, and 9th, brought to you by The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA. I'm Jocelyn Rohrbach. This weekend, the Home Aid Second Annual Project Playhouse Pet Edition exhibit continues its run at the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks. The Aloha Beach Festival happens at the Ventura Promenade this weekend. Today, the Ojai Land Conservancy celebrates its 25th birthday party at Ojai Meadows Preserve. Today, Responsible Dog Ownership Day takes place at the Ventura Harbor Village. Tonight is Artbeat's second Saturday in downtown Oxnard. The summer concert series continues its run at Constitution Park tonight in Camarillo. Tomorrow, the Ojai Film Society screens Bernie in Ojai, and the Thousand Oaks Library's book club meets tomorrow evening at the Thousand Oaks Library. For more info about these events and even more happening this weekend in Ventura County, visit us online at Ventura101.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Ventura101.
Mic check. News Talk 15.